This podcast is scheduled for one fall. Coming to you live. Team No DQ, Adrian, Tay, one of the shittiest pay-per-views, Unforgiven in your house, 1998, baby.
Yes, sir. We're pushing through 1998. Unfortunately, April 26th, Greensboro, North Kakalaki, at the Greensboro Coliseum Complex. Attendance was 21,427 with a buy rate of 300,000, which probably is fake as hell.
Oh, yeah.
But nonetheless, this we're getting towards the peak of the Attitude Era. This is the first WWF pay-per-view that used that scratch logo that we're all familiar with, where it looks like you scratched it onto a fucking car.
Yeah.
Which appeared on the ring apron of WrestleMania 15, It doesn't fucking matter, really. Nonetheless, here we are. Unforgiven, In Your House, 1998. Probably one of, if not the most boring fucking shows you've ever seen ever.
The shittiest. Don't be surprised if this pay-per-view doesn't get an overall rating of a...
Fucking don't watch it.
2.5, maybe a 3 if we're fucking generous. But yeah, it was yeah. Pretty shitty. Attendance of 21,000, that's probably a stretch too. I've seen a bunch of empty seats.
Yeah, to give you a bit of a review from someone else, J.D. Dunn of 411 Mania gave this event a 5.5, a not so good. He said the Inferno match was the biggest selling point of the pay-per-view, but Austin versus Dude Love was the only match delivered. Everything else was ass.
Yeah.
J.D., you sound like a stand-up guy. Too bad you're a cuck, bitch. Nonetheless, let's go ahead and get to the show.
Mm-hmm.
We got Jim Ross, Jerry Lawler on commentary, Carlos Cabrera, Hugo, son of a bitch, on Spanish commentary, Michael Cole, Howard Finkel, Hebner, Corderas, Jack Doan, and Mike Chode as well. So first match, we have a six-man tag match. We have the Nation of Domination, the new Nation of Domination, I should say, Mark Henry, The Rock, and D'Lo Brown, accompanied with The Godfather, going up against Steve Blackman, who is not actually a black man, Farouk, and Ken Shamrock.
Mm-hmm.
This match was so fucking boring.
So long.
It was. Yeah, it was fucking...
13 minutes.
13:32. The highlight of the match probably was D'Lo. Everything else was really fucking boring.
Yeah, it was really ass of a match. This is a little bit of backstory. If you listen to the last pay-per-view that we did, Farouk, Rock, National Domination, Mark Henry, D'Lo. You know, The Rock, he gets his Intercontinental Championship. He's feeling himself, smelling himself a little bit too much. Farouk tells everybody, get your ass in line, fall in line, do the fucking Black Lives Matter pose, and The Rock hesitates. Which, if you watch The Young Rock, which Adrian has watched a shit ton of.
Yo, fuck that show. Fuck that show.
But yeah, pretty much, Rock is smelling himself. He's coming to his big star. And, you know, for Farouk, he doesn't, you know what I mean? He don't give a shit about that. He wants everybody to stay the same. We're all equal. We're all one. Not in his eyes, as The Rock was saying. He's the great one. So Farouk, go grab two white guys, being Ken Shamrock, Steve Blackman, and The Rock literally does nothing this whole entire match. He hits a fucking people's elbow, and that's about it. D'Lo takes the majority of this match. Mark Henry, he's fucking half botching all over the place, trying to pick people up with half backbreakers and walk across the ring, being the world's strongest man, this Olympian bastard, and can't get his fucking feet together. Steve Blackman didn't do jack shit. Shamrock did anything. It's mainly Farouk against fucking D'Lo and Mark Henry.
Yeah, like, really, Blackman is the one on the team to get his ass beat for the faces. Shamrock's, you know, the badass face is gonna, kick the shit out of people, and then, Farouk was kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Henry, like you said, slow, shitty, can't get his feet underneath him, can bench press, squat, and all this fucking weight, but can't pick up fucking Ken Shamrock. Yeah. Okay,
if it was a fucking 4-for-4 meal, I bet you Mark Henry wouldn't have a problem with it. You slap sack of shit. But we digress.
There's this really shitty fucking Dominator that almost
killed The Rock.
Almost fucking killed The Rock. And the faces win in 13:32. 2. That's being fucking generous. Boring as hell.
Yeah, I'm going 1.5. It wasn't it.
About to shit all over the show. It wasn't good. After the match, Stone Cold Steve Austin comes to the ring. He says, "Hey, timekeeper, you're a bitch." He said, "Fuck you. Call it down the middle or I'm going to beat your ass."
Up and down every aisle. I'll beat Vince McMahon's ass up and down every
aisle. I'll beat you to the concessions. What? I'll beat you to the bathroom. What? I'll beat you to the movie theater. What? We'll watch a movie. What? Titanic. What? Jack.
What?
Rose.
What?
Sinking.
What?
Ship.
What?
My.
What?
Foot.
What?
Your.
What?
Ass.
What?
Yeah, so that happened. That was actually entertaining.
Pretty entertaining spot. Fucking night. He says he doesn't mind losing the dude love in a fair manner because he'd be the better man this night. But if you fuck me over, I'm going to fuck you up. And that's what he says to the timekeeper.
He said, "I don't know how much life you got left." It basically threatens to murder the fucker.
In front of 20,000 people.
Next, man, talk about a fucking slow match.
We got the porn star, may God rest her soul, China, going into Triple H.
Putting herself in a cage.
We've seen that before.
And
they're going against Owen Hart for the WWF European Championship.
Yeah, this it's really fucking sucked. This was really boring.
Mm-hmm.
Before it sucks because I like Owen Hart and I like Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
But this was not good.
No, not at all. Before the match, you see China get put in the cage. You know, the guys are taking their time. Owen Hart, he's clapping it up, getting the crowd involved.
He does the crowd chops a few times.
Yeah, the DX chops, mocking DX. She gets in there. Well, Sergeant Slaughter pushes China in there.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Triple H throwing a little hissy fit. Owen Hart takes advantage of it. He bashes his fucking head against the cage, beats him up and down the fucking entrance ramp. China finally gets raised up. And the match officially starts.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. Yeah, it was boring. I mean, it was a lot of grappling.
Really. Yeah, a lot of grappling, back and forth. No big moves, really. You know, the focus is on China, you know, breaking out of the cage.
And she breaks out of the cage of male oppression. She's out. She's hanging from the fucking cage for like what feels like 10 minutes.
Yeah, forever.
Just kind of swinging back and forth. And like the sick part of me was like, damn, if she falls, that'd be funny as fuck. And I look at Owen, I'm like, damn, too soon.
Yeah.
But Road Dogg messes with the controls, lowers her down.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tries to like attack Owen. Mm-hmm. When that happens, X-Pac comes in and hits him with the belt. And
yeah.
Or hits him with a fire extinguisher and Triple H wins.
Yeah. Pretty much how he summed it up. Good spot. Owen Hart, he did hit Triple H with a pedigree.
Oh, it did look good
when,
too.
When China was suspended up above the ring, but when she got lowered down, like Adrian said, by Road Dogg, Triple H, being the opportunist that he is, hits Owen Hart in the dick.
As hard as he can.
And then that situation transpired. And the referee comes out trying to restrain China. The X-Pac runs out, hits Owen with the belt. 1, 2, 3, the game. Hunter Hearst, him, the Cerebral Assassin, the King of Kings, everyone slicing and dice it. Wins this match. I give it a 2.
I'll also give it a 2. So far, in my opinion, it was better than the opener.
Yeah.
But still not good. Next, we have an unscheduled NWA match between the Midnight Express and the Rock and Roll Express. Unscheduled, yet they had their entrance music ready. And the referee was there for the match. Yet, it was unscheduled. Yep. Correct. This match was fucking stupid. Yeah, Bombastic Bob and Bullshit Bart going up against Ricky Morton and fucking...
Ricky Morton.
And Rob Gibson, who's... They're all, at this point, they're already old as shit. But, you know, nonetheless. So they're wrestling around. It's like a few comedy spots, whatever. Cornette comes in the ring. Tim White fucking untucks his shirt and tries to fight Jim Cornette. I'm like, the referee's trying to fight the manager. Mm-hmm. How the fuck is this even like a legal thing? This shouldn't be a legal thing. Nonetheless, the Rock and Roll Express does their like turnbuckle 10 punch count and they whip their opponents into each other, which was cool in the fucking 80s, maybe. But ends up. Bart hits a bulldog on Robert Gibson,
mm-hmm.
and Bodacious Bitch and Bombastic Bart or Bob. It doesn't matter. They're fucking stupid names. The Midnight Express, they win. Or the Rock and Roll Express. I really don't know which one's which. It doesn't fucking matter. But they won. Mm-hmm. The Bad Guys won. The match to me is a fucking one.
Yeah, I give this match a 0.5 if I could. I give it one.
Just I've never talked so much shit about one
show. They're athletes, and the only guy I knew in this match was Hardcore Holly, who's, I'm assuming, Bombastic Bob, the fucking alliteration. That kind of went in the back was fucking terrible. But yeah, I give it a 1 7-minute match for the NWA World Tag Team Championships, who I think was not even a fucking thing because when the New Age Outlaws fight Legion of Doom, they're fighting for the WF Tag Team Championship. So what the fuck are we doing still fighting for NWA Championships in 1998? I don't know. Slavery Tech was in the thing. I don't know. But here we are. I give it a fucking 1. Next, we got Miss Luna Vachon. May have fucked that up a little bit. Being accompanied by Goldust. And they're going against Sable. And it's a fucking evening gown match. Evening gown match. Sable versus Luna. Titties versus titties. No ass versus no ass.
This match fucking sucked. Again, nothing was good about any of this. Literally, maybe 3 minutes into this match, Vachon just yanks Sable's fucking top off. Sable's your titties are out.
That's it.
And then, you know, they get in a fight afterwards. They're all naked. Fucking they're wearing underwear. I get it. It's the 90s. Some of you guys can access porn back then. So watching the evening gown match for $49.95 on fucking pay-per-view was probably a lot for you sick bastards. Yeah. But for me, a 24-year-old in the year 2023, this doesn't do a damn thing for me. And it wouldn't have done a damn thing for me in 1998 because I wasn't even born yet. But that's not the point. The point is, this fucking sucked. It was stupid. There's no time for this bullshit. Luna Vachon was much better than wrestling Sable. Sable couldn't wrestle herself out of a fucking paper bag if she knew the exit. She sucks. This sucks. Evening gown matches are stupid. This should be the first ever and last ever, but spoiler alert, it fucking wasn't. Because the evening gown match with fucking Briscoe and Pat Patterson for some weird ass reason. Vince McMahon wanted to see two of his homies dressed like women take their clothes off. But we already know Vince McMahon's a sick fuck anyways.
Yeah, he is.
So, Brock Lesnar, you're not listening. We get it. Your wife looks like a fucking AirPod. We get it. She's heavy on top, nothing on the bottom. Typical. When you have silicone, you can do a lot.
Yeah, you can.
But we're in the year 2023. You can get BBLs now. Fuck this match. No stars.
Yeah, this was a no star for me as well. It's fucking 2 minutes.
Shit.
50 seconds. Match. A minute, 50 seconds too long.
Kidney taken out with a spoon.
Yeah, this pretty suck. This sucked pretty bad. You got the usual Jim Ross. Oh, puppies. And fucking Jerry the King Lawler. He's busting the nut on commentary. He never seen no plastic like that before in his life. He has fucking 17 and a half heart attacks every year. And somehow he's phased by AirPod looking horse. But yeah, I give us a fucking 0 star. First 0 star. And no DQ history.
Absolutely.
So this is a good moment for Luna and Sable. So cherish it. Cherish it well. The work you did for WWF and WWE will be remembered, but won't be remembered by us, you son of a bitches. Next.
40-year-olds beating it to their fucking hard drives. Sick bastards.
We got the Road Dogg, Jesse James, the Badass Billy Gunn,
the New Age Outlaws. And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words. For ya,
suck it! Going against the Legion of Doom.
And that's exactly what they should have done.
Who are way out their damn prime.
Golly, it's like watching your grandfather fucking wrestle a microwave.
You ever seen Herbert the Pervert wrestle that Hitler fuck on Family Guy? And they were struggling and fighting. He pushes him off the first step of the sidewalk. He cracks his fucking pancreas and he dies right there on the spot. This was the match that you got right here. Because these old fucks cannot do anything. That Road Dogg and fucking Billy Gunn were really selling their ass off just to make this
literally,
match
they were selling. Fucking, they're taking fucking doomsday devices. They're taking fucking knees to the face. And everything they do, the fucking New Age Outlaws, or the Legion of Doom, the Legion of Doom pops right back up.
It didn't matter.
Oh, we're going to no-sell because we're the Legion of Doom. We're LOD 2000. First of all, it's 1998. How the fuck you calling your team name 2000s? What kind of illiterate bullshit is that? You were 2 years too early and 3 years too fucking late. You should have retired back in the 80s when the Legion of Doom pop was a real thing. Animal, you work slow. Hawk, you work slow. Spoiler alert, you're both dead and Sonny's a whore. So I don't give a fuck. This match was garbage. Once again, we were watching garbage ass wrestling for no fucking reason. People keep telling us, 1998, the Attitude Era, that's when everything was great. What the fuck was great about this? What was great about it?
Not this match at all, but...
No, fucking not this match.
Quick FYI, I see why they call the 2000. Kind of still don't. They're fucking retarded. New members Puke and Draws. Oh. We all know how his career went after he met D-Lo. And Legion of Doom 2005, where they brought in Heidenreich to get the shit out of him by Undertaker. And Kristen Hemme replaces Sonny as valet. And then the Hell Warriors, I guess it says Animal Warrior and Power Warrior. And I'm guessing this is in the afterlife. They're called the Hell Warriors. So that is not a good name at all. But
yo, what?
I give this match a 2. Only entertaining part was the fucking Road Dogg.
Jesse referee got hit with the
Legion of Doom at the end.
And they put him in a body bag, basically.
Yeah, they killed him. They killed him.
The referee counted the wrong shoulders.
He did.
But Road Dogg's shoulders were gone, but they ended up counting Hawk's shoulders instead of Road Dogg's.
It was a tough night in Greensboro that night.
Yeah, dude.
Budweiser's and cigarette smoke and fucking ballroom arena. You thought it was ECW, and Paul Heyman had his guys in there. But I give this match a 2. It sucked.
Dude, holy shit. And, you know, just to give you guys a little bit of update, because we give you the LOD update. We'll have to give you an update on their manager, Sonny, also known as Tammy Lee Sitch. Mm-hmm. She currently, besides her career in the adult entertainment industry, as far as her legal issues, she's been arrested 5 times. She was arrested 5 times in a 4-week span for disorderly conduct, third-degree burglary, and 3 counts of violating protective order.
Damn.
She was then arrested a 6th time January 20th. In 2013 for violating the protective order again. She served 114 days in Connecticut jail and released in May of 2013. But we're not done yet, though. May and June of 2015, she was arrested in Pennsylvania 3 times for a DUI. She pled guilty to all 3 charges, sentenced to 90 days in jail, but counted her 97 days in rehab as time served. However, she violated her parole and remained in jail until February 3rd. While on probation, she was arrested in New Jersey for 2 more DUIs, and also charged with fleeing the scene for the second arrest, failed to go to a court. She was arrested for 2 fugitive from justice charges, 6 counts of contempt of court,
Damn. And
was processed as a fugitive, and she was extradited to Pennsylvania, where she was in there until 2018. So she went from August 2017 to October 2018 in jail. She got out, had a bench warrant, revoked her parole, and she was arrested again. Later that month, another DUI and other driving offenses, released in the custody of a police department. We're not done yet, though.
No, we're not done yet.
Spent a year in jail, gets out in 2020. She was arrested for eluding a police officer, contempt, violation of a domestic violence restraining order, operating a motor vehicle during a second license suspension. Goes to jail. Was released in 2021. Once again, in 2022, she's arrested for unlawfully possessing a weapon and making terroristic threats. She was in there for a week, and she tried stabbing her partner, her intimate partner, with a pair of scissors. She was arrested again a month later and charged with 11 driving offenses, including a DUI. She was then involved in a fatal car crash that killed a 75-year-old man.
Damn.
She was driving her 2012 Mercedes-Benz, classy, and she career-ended a 2013 Kia Sorento. Those cars just ain't made for that shit. That had been stopped at a stoplight. She drove at high speed, crashed into it, fucking killed the man, was arrested for a DUI and manslaughter-related charge. Toxicology reported that her blood alcohol content was 3.5 times the legal limit. Now, for those listening, I was once pulled over. I was a 0.12, 0.10, some shit like that. Mm-hmm. I was pretty drunk. Three times the legal limit. Legal limit is 8.
3.5 times.
Okay, she was at least a 30.
Yeah, she's fucked.
She was released on a bond of $227,000.
Yeah, Vince paid.
She was returned to jail. She awaits trial. She faces 26 years in prison if convicted. She's 50 years old.
She's going to die in the same prison that Bill Cosby will. She's going to be in a fucking library where they call her ma'am for the rest of her life. All right, Sonny, you got a nice rack. Now you got a nice cell. We get this match.
This is the tag match. Sorry.
Yeah.
That tirade took us to a different level. I'll give it a 1.5. Two. Watching the referee get killed was kind of funny. All
right. Next match is the Undertaker versus Kane in an Inferno match. But concept before match. We jump into this, we got a quick word from our sponsor.
Do you not want to become a bitch like Sonny? Listen, alcohol can be fun. That's great. That's dangerous. But you know what's way better for you? Taking care of your body.
Yes.
If you want to take care of your body, you would go to Medic Nutrition, not in debt, order yourself some pre-workout, order yourself some protein powder, and get in the gym and take care of your body. Because if you don't want to be a sloppy bitch like Animal or a Hawk, you need to start pumping some iron. We don't need to be pumping any growth hormones in your body like some of these fat fucks we see on TV nowadays. No. Pump your body full of some Medic Nutrition. Mm-hmm. Get you some pre-workout.
Yeah.
Nice, stimulating pre-workout. Helps you focus while you're in the gym.
Yeah.
Lifting weights.
Yeah.
Get the nice pump.
Yeah.
You're feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling great.
Yeah.
Feeling fantastic. Yeah. Get you some protein powder.
Yeah.
One scoop.
Yeah.
Two scoop.
What?
Three scoop.
What?
Four scoop.
What?
You said, damn, that's a lot of scoops.
What?
It doesn't matter. Because you got 10% off when you use the promo code NODQS off your first order. That's 10% off. Ty Dillinger just walked in the room. Hey, Ty, what's going on? 10. What's that?
10.
Another one? 10. 10% off your first order, medicnutrition.net, promo code NODQS. Tom Adrian sent you. Tom Tay sent you. Something we sent you. Now back to our program.
Undertaker versus Kane in an Inferno match. This match literally sucked balls to the wall. Little John and the Eastside Boys. But the highlight of this match, due to the great JD Dunn, who's a cook, only highlight of this match, Undertaker jumping over the fucking rope.
Yeah, I mean, like, really.
And he and Kane, it was a pretty simple, basic match.
A lot of grappling going on in the ring. You know, this is the first time we're doing the Inferno match.
Not trying to get burned. Not overstepping boundaries. They're barely fucking running the ropes.
Yeah, it's. Anything happened. They keep. You can hear the phew when they shoot the fire up for it, which is, like, kind of weird, but. When I think Inferno, I think, when I originally thought of Inferno match was like the ropes were going to be on fucking fire. Mm-hmm. Obviously, no. I was stupid for fucking thinking they could do that.
When I first thought Inferno match, I thought it was chlamydia and gonorrhea getting into a hotel room and banging it out. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Bang.
Oh, yeah.
Bang. Nonetheless, Paul Bear got his ass beat. He got hit with a fucking drums.
Put your nuts on my drum set, Brandon.
Undertaker walks, he does the dive over, beats the shit out of Kane for a little bit, beats the shit out of Paul Bear. Kane fucking stumbles backwards like a drunk bitch during Mardi Gras and gets his hand and his arm caught on fire and runs away like a fucking idiot. And that's the match. I'm gonna give it a 2.5. That's iconic.
Yeah, I give it a 2.5 as well. Prior to, I know we spent there a little bit, but trust me, it's worth it. Kane tried running away, Undertaker threw him over, Vader came out. Beat him back down to ringside. Undertaker jumped over him. That's where everything transpired, where Paul Bearer gets his ass beat. Undertaker gets his good arm through in the fire, one with two sleeves on it, fucking fire protecting, shielding all that shit, and runs back to the back. They spray him off. Undertaker wins. I'll go 2. And now for the main event.
Woo, baby.
If you were listening at the beginning, which you should, because if you're still here by now, we love you. If not, fuck you. Stone Cold specifically said, and I quote, "You screw me at this match, I'm going to whip your ass up and down each and every single aisle in the Greensboro Column Center Arena."
Yes, sir.
This is where we are. Stone Cold, Steve Austin, yeah. Dude, L-O-V-E, Love, Mick, Mankind, fucking Cactus Jack Foley, in the main event for the WWF championship. And who's ringside? Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
And he's doing some shady shit. Not the shady shit that all those allegations that came out. He's trying to get that ring bell man to bell that ring. Mm-hmm.
He is.
Absolutely. He said, I need you to hit it. Keeps looking at me. He said, oh, we're going to redo Montreal Screwjob over and over again. Nonetheless, these motherfuckers are brawling like someone took the last fucking nugget out the 20-pack. They're going left, right, left, right, left, right, outside the ring. Mankind gets the ring step shoved up his ass.
Yeah, he does.
They're just kind of fighting around, a few outside moves. There's a moment where, like, there's a bag drop to Mick Foley on the fucking concrete.
He's a tough one.
Weapons get involved. Referees go down. Stunner. Near fall. Afterwards, Stone Cold fucking smacks the shit out of Vince McMahon with the steel chair. Comes back in, stuns Dude Love, and counts his own fucking pin and leaves. Like the badass that Stone Cold is.
I respect
that. As he's doing that, they announce that Dude Love actually won based off disqualification because Stone Cold fucking smacked the shit out of Vince McMahon with a chair.
That's fine.
That was the match, and he's still the champion. I give it a 3.
Yeah, I give it a 3 as well. It wasn't that.
Most concise match of the fucking night.
Yeah, it wasn't that, physical. Action-packed match. It had its, you know, spots. Stone Cold suplexing Mick Foley on the steel steps. Stone Cold smacking the shadow Vince McMahon with a chair ringside. Stone Cold stuttering God's fucking Dude Love head into the canvas. It was all right, man. It's 1998. You're not going to get a lot. I'll go 2.5.
3 for me. Ready for these awards? Let's power run these bitches. Match of the night.
Mick Foley, Dude Love, Cactus Jack, Mankind versus Stone Cold, Steve Austin.
I agree. Worst match of the night. Samoa Sabu, Luna Vachon, evening gown match.
Yeah, we'll say.
If we call that a match.
Yeah,
we'll say. Talking about an actual match.
Midnight Express and the fucking Rock and Roll Express. Yeah. It's a double. Fuck them both.
Fuck both. Start of the night.
Start of the night, I'll say Steve Austin. He carried this night.
He did. That fucking promo was amazing. Who is the Ryback of the night? The Dave Meltzer of the night? The fucking JD from New York of the night?
JD in New York of the night, I say. It could be Luna Vachon.
It could be either of the women.
It could be both of everybody that's fucking eligible in Midnight Express and Rock and Roll.
I'm going to give it to the Legion of Doom.
That's fair. I was going to say that.
Oh, shit. Never mind. Mark Henry. Sucks
ass. I'm going to go everybody that's part of Midnight Express and Rock and Roll Express match.
Okay.
That was a waste of fucking 7 minutes.
Waste of a whole lifetime. Spot of the night.
The Stone Cold promo. That's probably the best
spot. I'm going to go with the Taker dive over the
top of the fire. Yeah, for the sake of
it. Botch of the night. There's a lot of those. So.
Me and Mark Henry had about 4.
Damn. Good fucking question.
We'll just say Mark Henry.
Mark Henry's a botch of the night. His existence. Yeah. Man, so this has been Unforgiven, which is exactly how I feel. I'm not going to forgive this shitty pay-per-view for wasting 2.5 hours of my fucking life. It sucked.
Yeah, it did.
And
total great. Total
great. 1.5.
Yeah. 7.
Fuck this show.
7-point negative on the fucking Richter scale.
Fuck this show. Can't wait till we're done with 1998.
But that's been the NoDQ Podcast. I'm Tay.
I'm Adrian.
We got another banger coming soon. Stay tuned. If you're not tuned in, get tuned in. Get that medic nutrition shit. Get your ejaculation going. Get your muscles pumped up. Get right. WrestleMania's around the corner. There's a lot of good shit coming your way. Follow us on Twitter at NoDQ Pod. Hit us up. Drop your nuts in the comments. Let us know how you feel. Dom's coming without his mommy. Ray, be ready.
And if you like this pay-per-view, go fuck yourself. Have a nice day.